T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I saw, I believe I saw this morning that our late friend Dennis Hoff won his seat election-wise.
Yes, he did.
Even though he had passed away recently.
Yeah. So what happens now?
I don't. Maybe Mrs. There's no Mrs. Hoff. Maybe
there's
one
several.
Of the ladies. Maybe one of the ladies at the Bunny Ranch.
Right.
Just gets to assume the seat.
Wow.
That's not code, by the way. Assuming the seat, but. Maybe they just pick one of the ladies of the evening at the Bunny Ranch and they get to represent the people of Nevada. But yeah, Dennis Hoff won and he had passed away.
Yeah,
I don't know
awesome.
If that says more about him or the voters didn't know that he had passed away.
Or his opponents.
I'd rather vote for a dead guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. All right, it is 7 o'clock here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. And it sounds like, unfortunately, it is going to be a long, miserable drive into the city this morning. So make sure that you're tuning in to the HD radio to hear us in crystal clear high definition. If you happen to be a North Shore person, then you want to go for the 93.7 HD2. And if you happen to be South Shore or in the city, then you want to go for the 104.1 HD2 so that you can listen to this show during the entirety of your 2-hour drive into the city this morning.
And now, LB.
We drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Who doesn't? The Sports Minute is brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lepresti, Dr. Robert Leonard, offering the latest technology in hair restoration at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Boston should be a lot better than they are right now, and they will be, because they're trying to figure out the chemistry issues with Kyrie, Gordon Hayward back. They're so deep. They got to understand each and every night it's going to be a different person. It's not like you have a team where you're like, this is our leading scorer. You guys fall in line. They have so many guys that can score, and Tatum, Brown, Gordon.
Yeah, you got to love it. You know that voice. That's Paul Pierce, the Celtics legend, telling you to relax. Kyrie Irving. I got Doc, $25,000 for the nugget ball heave into the crowd. Jamal Murray went for 50 points in the game, and that's why he snapped. Next up, the Suns, Jazz, and Trailblazers. All three games are on the road for our Celtics. And the Celtics they're with the haves and not the have-nots. So, you know, it's early. We're all good. My Bruins got the homestand going. Canucks, Leafs, and the Golden Knights of Vegas tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Chicago Blackhawk 10-year, 3-cup head coach Joel Quenneville got gas piped yesterday. Some Ottawa, thanks for nothing. 3 cups in 10 years, get out of Dodge. Some Ottawa Sens ripped their coach on the Uber trip out in Arizona. Go figure. Cocktails, I would hazard a guess, were involved. It seemed like it was a nighttime trip in the Uber, and the guy posted the video of the fellas ripping coach Guy Boucher.
Marty Ramon.
No, I think they won one. They won
only
one.
Coach in NHL history to have the worst power play and worst PK within a
back
calendar
back
year.
Back to back.
Within a calendar year of each other.
It's actually hard to do.
It is.
That's impressive.
Do you notice that when he runs the video, like if you actually do pay attention, he doesn't ever teach you anything. He just commentates what's happening. He's like, here's so-and-so skating on the wall with the puck.
Yeah, he doesn't say what to do with it.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing, too. We don't change anything ever, so why do you even have a meeting? Like, I haven't paid attention in 3 weeks.
I mean,
let me get this straight. You are a bunch of NHL professional hockey players being paid millions of dollars, and you're blaming your coach for
your assistant coach.
For you not playing better. Seriously. So anyway, he didn't snap, which was cool. He said it was disrespectful, you know, and players rip their coaches all the time. And I find it to be a non-story, but pretty funny that the Uber guy sent everybody down the river for his 15 minutes of fame.
Is that it?
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay. Were you going to comment on it? Or? I didn't know. Pats Titans.
No comment. Next.
Sorry.
Moving on.
Thought it was a talkable moment. Pats Titans down South Sunday at 1.
I like that.
Well, I don't know.
Let's make this a talkable moment.
For me, it was a non-story, and you wanted me to play the audio, so I thought you were good.
Oh, you didn't want to do that story?
It's stupid. It's nothing.
What do you mean it's stupid?
It's a non-story. Guys rip their coaches in the locker room all day, every day. I mean, Jay Miller fought Terry O'Reilly at center ice in practice. It's professional sports. Guys have disagreements. I'm sure you've had a discussion with your boss that was kind of a half-assed rip show. I don't know. I just think it's a non-story. I think everybody...
You're saying it just happens at Free Random all the time,
you don't think
so it's
employees
no big deal.
All day, every day, sit around on the job and talk smack about their boss?
Guy, he's right here.
Well, that's not really the story. The story is just—it's kind of a funny thing that the Uber driver recorded it. And that's kind of the what
you
the
are
story.
Not safe.
That's the story thing.
I'm not a tech guy. Sorry, my bad. Pats Titans down South Sunday at 1. Running back Sony Michel got the all clear, so that's good news. Gronk is still a week to week call. Allegedly, Malcolm Butler will start versus Belichick and company. And we remember that whole story. He sucked for Tennessee so far this season. Sox GM Dave Dombrowski believes our closer, Craig Kimbrell, will go for the dough and take free agency, add World Series MVP Steve Pearce and chucker Nathan Eovaldi to the free agency table as well. And everybody wants a bag of cash, and that's what you go for when you win the World Series. The Knobs from New York, CC Sabathia, inked a one-year deal with the Yanks. He was 9-7 last year. College hoops. BC banged out Milwaukee 73-53. UMass knocked off U Lowell, I should say. Holy Cross outlasted Sacred Heart 93-81. Top 25 or just the top five because I don't have the energy to go through everything. Number one, Kansas. They went over Michigan State. Duke, number three, knocks off number two, Kentucky. Number four, Gonzaga. Beats number five, VTech, as well. College Pigskin top four, Bama, no surprise. Clemson, no surprise. Notre Dame, Michigan, Georgia is on the outside of the top four, looking in at number five. My BC Eagles have the massive tilt at the Heights. Just try and keep it close. They have number two, Clemson, Saturday over there. So good luck. And BC's number 17, so who knows? Could get an upset. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
This is Andy on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Andy?
Not much, Greg. How are you, brother?
Excellent. And yourself?
Good, beautiful, sunny morning. Finally, no more rain. I'm happy about that.
I know. It's great.
Hey, Greg, no disrespect, but I'm going to direct this correction at our in-house professional athlete, LB, on that story. Isn't it kind of funny that the players are saying the coach stinks when they're out there, the ones that are actually playing the game?
Yeah, they got spanked 9-2 playing Buffalo, and then they're ripping their coach. You could have played better, yeah.
All right, Andy, thank you. Coming up, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8, so you can leave one of those on any topic right now. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463.
And now,
his intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
I know you think you're some sort of smooth-talking ladies man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it?
Did he ever do this?
Time now for How Creepy Is It, featuring John Stamos, Danielle.
He reportedly pleasured himself to Fuller House.
What?
So, Busy Phillips has a new talk show, Busy Tonight, and John was on there, and he was telling a story about when he and his wife were trying to conceive, and he needed to go to a fertility clinic to provide a sample. So, they sent him into the little room and told him, there's the TV, there's the magazines, have at it. And he went to turn on the TV to play a porno, and there was Fuller House on TV. So, hey, why not just get this done?
So he just completed the aggressive bullpen session to Fuller House?
That is correct.
Huh.
I can't even wrap my head around this. Yeah. It's so gross.
I know. It's disturbing. Well, that's probably a 10-5 or an 11 scale,
yeah.
I would imagine.
Was broken. It
the Lawler? Was that her name?
Lori Lawler?
Lori Lawler?
Yeah.
I mean, she was a beautiful woman.
Yes, absolutely.
You've been there, Shu, Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Meet me on the lanai. Yeah.
But isn't that just, I mean, he was in Full House, right? Right? So
yes.
I don't listen to, like, the full show podcast and pleasure myself.
No, you don't?
No.
Well, what if there was a reboot? I mean, this was the reboot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay because it was
He on the screen while he was pleasuring himself? That's my question.
Well, he did say that he would rather pleasure himself to his old self versus his current self.
Okay.
Because,
really?
You know, the hair, the hotness. Not that John Stamos isn't hot now, but.
Did his agent tell him to shut up at this point? That is so, so
disturbing.
Gross.
It really is. It is disturbing. All right. It is 7:10, and today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by Echo Store Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. This is Sal. Hello, Sal.
Yeah, just want to make a comment. John Stamos, have you seen Candace Cameron Bure? She's unbelievable now.
Yes.
Very possible to do it.
Apparently, according to a texter, she wears the best shoes ever. That's also a creepy comment from a texter who says that she's
a market for that.
If you've seen how she dresses on the show, she wears the best shoes ever.
Oh, boy.
Several corrections. It's Lori Loughlin, Danielle.
Oh, Lori Loughlin.
Well,
he said Lawler.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Close enough. You know
Smoke
who we
show.
Meant.
You know.
Smoke show.
You know.
You know whom we meant.
All right. We're going to get to, finally get to our long-awaited Season 2 Making a Murderer discussion coming up on today's Hillman Morning Show. And then at 8:30 this morning, it is Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. All of your legal-related questions answered for free on this show.
The new WAAF Framingham Ford Studio Line is 617-764-WAAF.
That's 617-764-9223.
Call WAAF. Be a part of the Hillman Morning Show, the Mistress Carrie Show, and Maddie and Nick.
It's a number you need to know for contests, requesting a song, venting about traffic, or just to say hello.
Update WAAF's contact in your phone.
617-764-9223.
That's 617-764-WAAF.
Attention humans, Sprint is giving away $250,000.
That's right, Atlas. There are 250,000 reasons to check out Sprint this fall. Our Rake in the Cash sweepstakes is from November 2nd through the 8th. Simply drop into your local Sprint store and enter to win your share of $250,000.
My analysis confirms that's a big pile of money.
The Rake in the Cash grand prize is $100,000, and 150 winners will receive $1,000. New and existing customers can enter to win. You get extra entries when you open new accounts, upgrade your phones, activate a watch or tablet, and there are bonus entries for each year you've been with Sprint. There's no purchase necessary. Simply visit your local Sprint store for official rules and complete details.
Hurry, humans. The sweepstakes ends November 8th.
And there's never been a better time to try the Sprint network. When you visit Sprint, check out our network built for unlimited and all the amazing unlimited plans.
Legal residents of United States, Puerto Rico, and District of Columbia, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sponsor Sprint Communications Company, LP.
Are you looking for a real size entree with great flavor for just $9.99? Visit the 99 restaurants today for one of their 9 real size entrees for $9.99, like their chopped grilled Angus. The 99, always the real deal.
The WAAF Street Team is powered by my friends at Rodenheiser. When the Street Team is out in the community, don't be the last to know. Visit the WAAF events page to find out when the Street Team is in your area. When you hang out with the WAAF Street Team, you could win prizes and meet me or other AAF personalities.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Uses directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Honey, why is that box strapped to an engine?
That's the Boxinator 9000, like Santa's got in his workshop. It gets presents out fast.
But the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send presents and cards fast.
Oh, that's good. The Boxinator 9000 ain't exactly street legal.
From shipping supplies to ship-by dates, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the Informed Delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This week, you'll find great deals at Walgreens, like Dunkin' Donuts coffee 12-ounce ground, just $4.99 with card. Make hair care easy with Garnier 12.5-ounce whole blend shampoo, 2 for $4 with card and coupon. And how about 12 rolls of Scott 1,000 bath tissue, now just $5.99 with card. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. Republic Tax Relief is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-906-7622. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-906-7622. 800-906-7622. 800-906-7622.
All you need is love, and you can find it in the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Subaru Forester, starting at just $24,295. Get all you need, like symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight Driver Assist Technology Standard, and get all you love about Subaru for the long journey ahead. The Forester is loaded with an enhanced Starlink multimedia system featuring Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, both standard, adding excitement to every single mile that you have to drive. And unfortunately, on a morning like this one, those miles can go on forever. And with more than 111 cubic feet of passenger space, the Forester has plenty of room for all of your friends. Every Subaru Forester is built in a zero landfill plant, so you can continue to preserve the place that you call home. Experience the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love, starting at just $24,295. For complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
In just 60 seconds or less, the Hillman Morning Show will be back with more of this.
I also like sometimes dressing up as Princess Peach.
I'm Vanessa, or Captain Vanessa Parnell, training at least 2 days a month and 2 weeks a year in the U.S. Army Reserve. I learned the skills I need to succeed. 2 days a month means the Army Reserve has made me an expert at investigative research, a skill critical to my own career as a senior consultant.
With the U.S. Army Reserve, training at least 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year will give you the time and skills you need to succeed. The U.S. Army Reserve. Part-time service, full-time success. Learn more at GoArmyReserve.com/skills.
Now, waiting to hear back from the Election Commission exactly how many write-ins there were yesterday for the Czar of Sauce. This is the Wednesday Hillman Morning Show.
Let this party begin.
I'll fire up the cheese fountain.
Listening, because you could win a trip to Killington Ski Resort. We are giving away passes for the Boston.com Ski and Snowboard Expo at the Seaport World Trade Center. And every time you win, you also qualify to win the trip to Killington. And I asked yesterday if they are skiing there yet, and several of you responded that yes, they are already skiing at Killington. So we have a beautiful sunny day today. Temperature will be in the mid-60s here, but you can already get some runs in in Vermont if that's your thing. And we've been talking about it for the last 45 minutes, but the Mass Pike is a complete cluster F this morning based on a couple of accidents that occurred earlier on the Pike eastbound. So if you can find a different way to get where you have to go this morning, do so and stay away. Avoid the Mass Pike into the city at all costs. And there's also a three-car accident that just got reported on the expressway, Danielle.
Yeah.
And that is where on the expressway?
Southbound on the expressway, left lane blocked just before Neponset, multi-car crash, hot mess.
All right. Today's a good day to bang in.
Patience.
We're waiting for Larry the lawyer to arrive. He'll arrive right about 8:30. He left bright and early, but he's stuck in the traffic too. So ask an attorney coming up at 8:30 or so this morning.
Doesn't he have one of those blue lights he could put on his car?
I don't think
the
he
green
does.
Lights,
no.
You know,
no,
like the volunteer fireman. I'm a lawyer. Get out of my way.
Yeah, that didn't work for Dwight Schrute.
I don't think so. This is Dave on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. You? How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hey, while you were talking about the players and coaches ripping each other off, I was just wondering if you guys heard about the story out in California there with the school teacher and the little 14-year-old kid.
Oh, the music teacher that fought the 14-year-old.
Yeah, because the 14-year-old was being a total jerk. He's a punk to him.
Yes.
Do you think that the teacher was justified they were throwing punches at each other.
Yes. I wasn't there, so, but I don't necessarily believe that an adult teacher ought to be fighting a 14-year-old. However, there are probably some teachers listening who would like to do that several times during the day.
Did you actually see the video?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
The kid was a jerk. I mean, it appeared that the kid was a jerk, but I don't know. That's a tough job because you have to try to restrain your natural reaction when it comes to wanting to fight the students. not necessarily a good reaction.
Was the kid bigger than the teacher?
No, the teacher was the teacher. I mean, they were. It was the kid was reasonably sized, but. Mm. Not quite the right reaction, I don't think.
And that guy's going to lose his job.
Yes.
And the parents are going to sue.
Correct.
You know.
Yes, yes. So, real quick, before we get to our long-awaited discussion about season two of Making a Murderer, I just wanted to ask if your company falls in line with the statistic that is out today, which is that 65%, this is an amazing number, 65% of companies will not be offering a holiday party for their employees this year, and it is most likely due to the Me Too movement and what might go wrong.
See, now we can't even have parties.
Now we can't have parties. So
see, now because a few people can't control themselves, everyone gets punished. That's horrible.
Yeah, the Christmas
that's horrible.
Pregnancy.
Now we're no fun zone, so you can't try to date anybody. You can't make a pass at anybody. You can't compliment anybody. You can't brush by someone to indicate interest. You cannot do anything.
Yeah.
We're done.
What do you think? Well,
I blame the demon alcohol.
Well, couldn't
and
you
the
have
bathrooms that you can lock?
Couldn't you still have the party without the alcohol, and maybe there wouldn't be a Me
okay.
Too? Kind
would you
of a
go
thing?
To that, Greg?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you go to that party?
Well, nope.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
Look at office culture. There's plenty of Me Too that happens with that alcohol during the day. So I get the concern, but it sucks. It sucks that a few people that can't control themselves, and maybe a few people that took something the wrong way, to be fair, and look at both sides of potential issues, not discrediting anyone that's gone through a legit scenario.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of gray area with this stuff. And I think you have a lot of people that intend to do things and make other people uncomfortable. And I think you have even more people that are just trying to be lighthearted and fun and funny and have like a little sexy repartee, and you can't do it.
Now, are there people who actually like to go to the company Christmas party or holiday party? Or
depends on how they put it on. Because like back in the day when I worked for Bally's and for Delta, we always had banging Christmas parties, and everybody looked forward to them, and it was always like at a hotel in East Boston or something, and everybody got rooms, and everybody got completely S-faced, and it was a mess, but it was so much fun every year. And then I've been to other ones that it's just like, it's good. No, the kids are good. Everything's great. It's great. It's just so good. Just kill me. I don't even want to be here. I hate my wife, so I can't go home, so I'm just going to be here. This is terrible.
Here's a text that says, I blame social media. That's a 617
agreed.
Text. Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants a bag of cash. And not for nothing, company parties, if it's free, it's for me. Ooh. Right? Free food, free buffet, free couple of free cocktails. Here's your three tickets.
Office Christmas parties should be like Gronk's house. You put the cell phones in the bowl before you go in.
Well, you have to sign a waiver.
Right.
Yeah. Here's a 978 text that says 55% of these companies are using the Me Too movement as an excuse to save a couple bucks and not have a holiday party for everybody.
That's believable.
Sure.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, here's a text from a boss who says it's just not worth it. Not only is there the Me Too risk, but there's also the risk of people driving or getting injured and then suing the company.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So 65%. Of companies will have no holiday party this year because they're worried about what might go wrong. Here's Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. I think it makes sense. I mean, we just voted to make sure that men can go in women's bathrooms, so they're going to cancel the holiday party because a man might get drunk and go in a woman's bathroom.
I don't know that that's exactly
no, what... No, they can say, hey, I identify as a woman. Let me in here. And you legally can't do anything about it.
Yeah, has that happened yet?
Oh, yeah, it did happen.
Is there a record of that happening?
You guys sent Spaz to the State House and put him in a woman's bathroom. It happened.
Yeah.
You guys happened on the day the law was passed.
Speaking of how creepy it is, Spaz did not look good dressed as a woman when he went to the state house and used the the bathroom. No, he did not.
Might have been the mustache.
What a surprise.
He did not look good.
Didn't he also dress as a female flapper at the opening of one of your restaurants?
Yes, he did. Yes, we had the Great Gatsby theme party, and he dressed as a female flapper.
That was disturbing.
From the 1920s.
Yeah.
Like more Daisy Buchanan. Yes, Danielle, you're right about that. All right. Well, it is 7:29, and today's weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be in the mid-60s today. Finally, a little relief from the rain. A bad cold and flu season is upon us. Know when to call your doctor, because a cold is a cold, but the flu brings fever. So be prepared with the thermometer that you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies and trusted by medical professionals everywhere. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in about one half an hour, so you can leave one of those on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. You'll leave a voicemail message on the aftermath of Election Day 2018 or any other topic. Here's a text asking if Burgermeister Burger is running the country now, because all fun shall be deemed illegal and immoral when it comes to the holiday parties. Yes, that's probably it. Tomorrow on the show at this time, tune in for Stowe 5-0, and we'll give you a brief look at some of the terrifying crimes that have been called in or walked into my hometown police department over the last week. And we will also go inside the warped female brain on tomorrow's show at 7:50. But long-awaited discussion, because many of you were whining about spoilers. So long-awaited discussion on season two of Making a Murderer. And I will begin by simply asking if, now that you have seen the second season in its entirety, if you believe that Stephen Avery sits in jail as an innocent man, or if he is guilty and is exactly where he belongs.
I've only made it through seven.
Yeah.
But I believe Stephen Avery is guilty.
You do?
Really? Yeah,
absolutely.
What?
I believe this guy belongs behind bars.
You're
kidding
me.
He has a history of violence against women. And you know what convinced me? It's Brendan's detailed description. While coerced, I believe he was coerced and he should have had an adult, a guardian, a parent with him while he was being questioned. But why is his description so detailed?
Complete hot take by you. I did not expect this at all.
So we're all saying this kid's 16, and it's repeated throughout both seasons that, you know, he's a little, you know, mentally he's a little under par, I guess you could say. They keep saying he's not as smart as kids his age. Does he have the imagination to come up with everything he said on the top of his head under a pressure situation like that?
I am in the complete opposite corner. And
I believe the cops effed up again with Stephen Avery, only because they're incompetent. They didn't want to give him the millions of dollars that they owed him. And so they tried to make damn sure this time he'd go away. But again, like the first time when he went in jail, when they effed up, they did it again this time. And I keep thinking about Teresa Halbach and her family, and how they're just being glossed over in this whole thing.
Well, don't you think that they say several times that the family should be able to determine for once and for all who did it. And I get it. I get it that it's offensive, I guess. If the family, they believe Stephen Avery did it. However, you look at all of the evidence that his lawyer, this woman, who's amazing, by the way.
Yes, Catherine Zellner. Incredible. She is you know what? Detail oriented just wouldn't do it justice to say that she's detail oriented. She becomes obsessed. She's amazing.
Fake boobs, correct?
Whatever.
I mean,
if that works for her,
yeah.
That's and probably very stylish. Like,
based on her, I'm guessing based on her hourly rate,
mm-hmm.
we can ask Larry the lawyer about this. Those boobs cost 1 hour of work. Oh. She's probably like 10 grand an hour because she's so good.
Yeah.
But a texter believes that Bobby Dassey did it. And
Bobby did it.
That Bobby did it.
Okay.
Now, they point to the computer. They say, how creepy is it? The stuff that's on his computer. Have you gotten to that yet?
No, not yet. That's okay.
And have you? You're on episode 7.
Yeah.
Are you at the point yet where Bobby and his Brendan's mother's stepfather are going hunting, and the car? They discover they see the car right there, and the police officer is involved. I mean, I don't know.
Very sketchy.
This is Aaron. Hello, Aaron. Aaron.
Yeah, sorry, hey. I was on mute. I think it was interesting. Dr. Phil had what's the guy's Wayne, the lead investigator that was on the case. He had him on, and there's so much that the makers of Making a Murderer left out that would make. What's his name, look guilty. For instance, when he first met Teresa, he had her go over to his house, and he showed up to the door in a towel. And she was sketched out by him for that reason. And when he went to meet her the next time that he'd killed her, he didn't tell her who he was. So she was like, where do you live? Who are you? He lured her there. And that's something that the director of the movie or the show left out. And that's a huge piece of the puzzle, in my opinion.
I got to tell you, when it comes to the cell phone – and the fact that it pinged off the tower, I believe that she left.
And oh, that? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, that?
Really? Really?
Is that a legal term?
Yes. Hello, yes. Derek. Oh, it's Derek the Steelers fan. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, D?
What's going on, Derek?
Well, first of all, Hilldog, it's safe to say that she's had more work than even Purdy's had. Okay, so the boob's not the only thing that a fake on her. And by the way, it didn't help much.
Derek. She's an amazing woman. She's so smart.
We're not allowed to do this. She's if so we can't do it to Sarah Sanders, we can't do it to Kathleen Zellner either, okay?
As somebody who gets ripped, you know, on the reg, I think I can rip somebody if I need.
All right.
That said, I don't know how anybody can, you know, say either way. Like, sure, on the one hand, you want to say he has a, you know, tendency to have violence against women, but then, hey, they screwed up his first one.
Yeah.
You know, so the police are trying to frame him. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. I don't know how anybody could say for sure he did it or he didn't do it. There's too much unknown.
Derek, what about...
You asked, how did Dassey come up with this? How did he imagine it? Go back to the computer that they confiscated. That was in his house.
Yes.
Whether it was his brother or him on it. You know, all those images, that's how he came up with it.
What about the ex-boyfriend and the fact that he had her day planner?
Yeah.
I agree, Hilldog.
She did not have time to go home between those appointments on October 31st to drop those off.
No.
It was very weird. And then it was on the car on the side of the road there. That's a very sketchy detail.
He's sketchy. The ex-boyfriend is sketchy.
But he's obsessed, but I don't think he did it. I don't think he did it at all, even though he knew she was maybe sleeping with the roommate and stuff like that. But I don't think he did it. And I think the cops were he was helping the cops. The cops didn't make him, but convinced him to help by going to her house and him being there and accessing all her belongings. And the cops got him involved to collect things for them.
What about the coroner who was told to stay away?
Yeah.
Essentially, I believe, so that they could plant all kinds of evidence at the Avery's place, at the auto lot.
I believe they planted evidence. I also believe that. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying both sides here are guilty.
And that cop who called in the license plate is the one who was told in the convenience store that the car was there. I mean, complete setup and some people get really mad when I say this, but I really do believe that Stephen Avery is an innocent man sitting in jail for life.
No, I, I believe he's guilty, but I also believe the cops really messed up in their, you know, just to nail him the second time and put him away forever the second time.
A 781 texter wants to know where all the blood evidence is in the bedroom if Brendan is right and they stabbed her and slit her throat. Where's the blood evidence? There's none, Shoot. That's what they want to know from you.
Yeah.
This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Okay, morning. Now that you got us all engrossed. Okay, number one, those are man hands. There is no genetically, there is no way Kathleen Zellner is a female.
On.
That's one. Yeah. And then two, and we all agree, Avery is never going to get out. If Wisconsin has to hand over $23 million to him the second he steps out of jail, he will never get out of there while he's alive.
Yeah,
no
that's
way.
That's a good call.
The bullet, no bone fragments. No bone fragments. The insurance report on the headlight on Teresa Halbeck's car.
Right. Ryan said she submitted a claim. And
there's
then,
no
and
such
they said,
thing.
They said there's no claim there.
They hit when they were driving the car onto the property to plant it. They hit another car. It's so clear.
Right. One of those cars that was hollow that was blocking the roadway.
And
right.
What about the advanced lie detector test, a texter says?
Lie detector test not submittable as evidence.
No, I know, but Stephen Avery passed it.
That doesn't mean anything to me. If the authorities aren't going to accept that as evidence, then I'm not going to accept it either.
Yeah.
Stephen Avery's a psychopath. You know what the one constant, though? The one truth through this whole thing? Ken Kratz is a douche.
Oh, of course.
That is, he remains constant.
Horrible, horrible person.
I admire his purity
as
a douchebag.
I kind of liked him when we had him on the show.
Well, he's a very smart
guy. And on the
guy.
Podcast.
Right.
And I thought maybe he was right, but I mean, just a complete douche nozzle.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
And what happened to, what's his name, Len Kaczynski?
Len Kaczynski, yes.
I think he's like a howdy doody robot.
I know. Well,
no, I'm sure he's suffering from something, and I apologize.
But a
still,
horrible, I mean, we can ask Larry the lawyer about this,
right.
But he did a horrible job.
He did.
In representing Brendan Dassey, and the kid is in jail for life and is not getting out. Supreme
and it was very obvious he was with the prosecution. I don't like it, but she makes a good point. Zellner's claiming that Dean and Jerry didn't do their jobs. And I don't know. Like, she seems to have more resources than they do. Or is it she's a better lawyer?
Well, I think she's really, really good at this.
Right.
I don't think they did a horrible job. I just think that they, you know, they missed some things. And I'm sure that she probably will, too. Mm-hmm.
And I question the overzealousness of the Northwestern University Innocence Project. And I only do that, and I know they've done good work, but I only do that from the Killing in the Park documentary.
Right.
About that shooting in Chicago, and this guy was like going for it, and then they find out that was it was completely fake, you know. And I don't know, I just think that they're guilty, but at the same time, the cops are guilty.
We are having our long-awaited discussion about Making a Murderer season 2, and if prior to this you didn't think I had a problem when it comes to how much television I watch, you now know that I do. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, hey guys. The thing with Brendan is, like, I can't take anybody that murders a woman and then wonders if he's going home to watch WrestleMania seriously. There's no way I can get any credibility to that.
Well,
and
I gotta ask Larry about that. That if that's used in court.
I don't believe it is.
How do you write that on the stenographer?
I know. Yeah, right. Good question.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, "Gerg, You may be fine as an honorary fire chief, but you're not an honorary detective." Well, I don't know. I just don't think he did it. I'm sorry. I really don't. And I think I lean toward the ex-boyfriend because of the day planner. The day planner is the key to the whole entire thing to me. If this were Murder, She Wrote, or it were Columbo, then Columbo would walk back in at the end and say, "Oh, excuse me. What about the day planner?" The day planner to me is absolutely the key piece of evidence in this. So I think I lean toward the ex-boyfriend more than I lean toward Bobby. But then when you get to the dressing of the deer and the way in which the condition of the body and the fact that everything was burned. I mean, I don't know. It is.
What was the other guy? What's his name? Chuck.
The guy who's married to Brendan's mom.
No,
because that's the buddy who was with Bobby Dassey.
The guy with the baseball hat and the beard. He's the skinny little guy. Is it Chuck?
That's the guy who is now married to Brendan Dassey's mom.
Oh, so and, yes. Okay,
and
I got
she
that.
She was outraged that he was brought into it. Hello, Jacob.
Hello.
Yes, Jacob.
How you doing?
What's up?
Nothing much. Just want to talk about. He owns a salvage yard, right?
Yes.
Why doesn't he destroy the car? Why does he keep the car covered up, you know?
Yes. I'm suspicious. I don't know. Why would he do that?
Right.
That's what I'm thinking, you know?
Yeah.
You got all the resources to destroy the car, and you leave it there.
And kind of embarrassing when they list, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. It would happen to all of us. But when they list the fact that they found the vibrator in her in her possessions at home. I mean, that's kind of...
So what, is that, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, don't forget that the chapstick vibrator hairbrush were confiscated and then repackaged near the Avery home.
Oh, okay.
I mean, again...
See, again, I think that
think
Hilligan's in with the cops.
You just think it's police setup.
And right.
Yeah. This is Aaron. Hold on a second. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how are you? Good morning, Greg.
What's up, Aaron?
I was running late this morning. What was the one thing that made you believe that he was innocent? You said it last week, and I've been waiting a whole week.
The day planner. The fact that the boyfriend had the day planner. And I'll tell you
nothing more on that.
No. And what's second for me is the blood near the ignition. And that there's no possible way that would have been there unless it were planted there.
Right. I believe they planted the blood.
Yeah.
I believe Zellner's blood tests were amazing.
Yes.
She brought in the blood splatter expert. They took the sink out. You know, they used that. And they took part of the carpet out. She went and bought the same exact car to do all these tests. But I believe that. But I still believe Avery's guilty.
I'm being corrected. Scott is Brendan's stepfather. Chuck was with Steven and checked out the
taillights.
That's
right. He was the weird guy with the beard and the baseball hat, the short little guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think that's Steven's brother. Is that who you're talking about?
I think it is his brother. There's so many people with names.
That's
the brother. Stuff to figure
Danielle,
out.
I didn't get your opinion real quick, and then we can take a break. Innocent or guilty? That's all
I think he's innocent.
You think he's innocent?
I'm wavering on the guilty party, whether it's the ex-boyfriend or
Bobby?
Brendan's stepfather and brother.
And Bobby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I waver a little bit sometimes, too. All right. The Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com.
Justice can be many things. Justice can be blind. It can be poetic. It can be served. And now, justice is remastered. WAAF and Metallica are celebrating 30 years of their breakthrough album, And Justice for All.
Justice is lost, justice is right, justice is gone.
All this week, it's your chance to score newly remastered copies of the album on classic vinyl or in a special 3-CD expanded edition featuring newly remastered songs, live tracks, rough mixes, and previously unreleased demos.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see, absolute horror.
Just listen to WAAF for double shots of Metallica. When you hear the second song start, be caller 7 on the Framingham Ford studio line to win. Plus, qualify for the grand prize, a Nixon Corporal SS and Justice for All watch. General contest rules apply. Prizes courtesy of Key Prime Management. This is one contest we're pretty sure Jethro Tull has no chance of winning. But you do. From Boston's Metallica Station, 107.3 WAAF.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings. With Yuengling Traditional Lager. The bold, amber color, nearly 190 years in the making, all-American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in, rock out, and let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings. Spread my wings. DG Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1, which gives you customizable streaming TV with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, Pandora, and more. All in one place on the big screen.
No, wait, let's watch Netflix.
And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
Show me Stranger Things.
Plus, with XFi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a Netflix marathon? Count me in.
It's customizable streaming TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 11/18/18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Hey, it's Mike Hsu. Now, close your eyes. Imagine a thick, long, juicy explosion of flavor in your mouth. That's right. Now open your eyes and see the 20 kielbasa links waiting for you at Galemo's Market in Worcester. For nearly 30 years, Galemo's has been the place to go for the best meats. Cold cuts, hams, their renowned kielbasa. Every product is preservative and gluten-free. Get the real stuff, not that supermarket junk. Stop in at Galemo's Market, 43 Milbury Street in Worcester. That's 43 Milbury Street in Worcester.
Greg Hill here. Reach out to my friends at East Coast Metal Roofing and ask about their Winter Works program. The team at East Coast Metal Roofing is giving you 10% off a brand new metal roof. These roofs can be installed year-round, so you have no excuse. The team at East Coast Metal Roofing serves Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Connecticut. Take my advice and visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com or call 844-611-ECMR. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com, your lifetime roofing solution.
Graduate with the skills to make an impact. Complete your degree online. Lesley University will help you get where you want to go. Learn more at online.lesley.edu.
Dashing through the snow, to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Like a $10 CVS cash card, yours when you spend $30 on select items. This week, Hallmark ornaments are 20% off and Hershey's Kisses are BOGO free. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
We're here to see what's happening at the 99 restaurants. Here's Jen, our awesome server. What's on the menu tonight?
Country fried chicken with mashed potatoes, gravy, a biscuit, and it's on our 9 real size entrees for $9.99 menu.
Ooh, I want that. Anything else to say to the people out there?
Hey, Mom, you'd love this country fried chicken.
To Mom and everyone else, online ordering is now available too, and that's what's new at the Nines.
The 99 restaurants, always a real deal.
Putting up with crazy traffic isn't always a choice. Semis passing over here, motorcycles over here, tailgaters back here, and up there, a guy who's driving like he's never seen rain before. But at Nissan, we build cars with Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Inside the 2018 Rogue, technology is designed around you, like available ProPilot Assist. It's here, here, and here. And it helps keep you from getting too close to the lane on the left, or the right, or the car in front of you, helping you stay centered. But no matter how much technology we put in our cars, we'll always keep you in the driver's seat. The 2018 Nissan Rogue. Starting at $24,800. Now the most exciting tech you own is in your driveway.
Availability of features varies by vehicle model year, model, trim level, packaging, and options. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information for well-qualified buyers. 24,800 MSRP excludes tax, title, license, and destination charge. Dealer sets actual price.
Stephen Avery not able to do a lot of traveling right now. Or maybe in the near
future. Also not able to do a lot of traveling. You, when you travel for work or travel for pleasure, probably miss the comfort of home and the convenience of home. And the City of Boston Credit Union wants you to know that you can travel for business or travel for pleasure and still enjoy all of the comfort of the local support of the credit union. The City of Boston Credit Union makes it easier than ever for you to navigate the everyday challenges of life with the comfort of local support, like mobile banking with remote depositing or mobile transfers to friends and family. It's all of the convenience of technology with the comfort of home from the City of Boston Credit Union. You can choose the City of Boston Credit Union if you live or work in Suffolk or Norfolk County. So just go to their website, cityofbostoncu.com. That's cityofbostoncu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, excess insurance by MSIC.
In just 60 seconds or less, the Hillman Morning Show will be back with more of this.
People who don't like sports are 15 times more likely to suck to hang out with.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Listen, this is Bobby Kelly, aka Robert Kelly, aka the dude, aka chubby, six fat, aka it looks like a mushroom.
You don't have fat worry. You don't. If I have to tie my shoe, I could die. I could die. Because I have to hold my breath like I'm swimming for conch shells off the coast of Puerto Rico.
And you're listening to the Hillman Morning Show on WAAF.
Our friend Bobby Kelly reminds me that I have tickets to give away this morning to go see Lewis Black, and I'm going to give those away after we play your Hillmail voicemail messages in just a few moments. It is 7:56. The drive to work this morning, if you're coming into the city, is a complete cluster F because of a couple accidents on the Pike eastbound earlier this morning. So I feel your pain. If you're still stuck in that, then we're here to comfort you.
Keep your chin up.
Yeah, keep your chins up. And if you haven't left yet, you don't have to be here for a while, then try to take a different way into the city today at least. The weather, it's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be in the mid-60s today. So it is going to be a great day. I'm a little concerned about Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts everywhere in our country, because I feel like things are going to get vicious because the Girl Scouts are now suing the Boy Scouts. Danielle, we've just learned about this lawsuit this morning.
So this has been filed in court in Manhattan. The Girl Scouts claim that the Boy Scouts dropping the word boy and now just being the Scouts in an attempt to attract girls erodes the Girl Scouts core brand identity and sows confusion among the public. They say that the Boy Scouts have no right to rebrand themselves. Hey, you know what? We should support this because it keeps the group separate. They say the Boy Scouts have no right to rebrand themselves as simply the Scouts, or use terms like scouts and scouting to open the program to the girls. Yeah. This we talked about in the spring when the Boy Scouts made this change.
Well, they said they were going to allow girls to join the Boy Scouts.
Yes.
But then they announced that they were just going to be called
the Scouts.
Right.
And the Girl Scouts have had enough.
We're bringing everybody in here.
I mean, next thing you know, they'll be selling cookies. Like, they'll have...
And why not?
They'll be out in front of the grocery stores. The Scouts will be selling Scout cookies. And the Girl Scouts will be on the other side trying to sell the Girl Scout cookies. And there's only so many cookie buyers to go around. So,
and then there's the parent brawl.
It's gonna be it's gonna be a real problem.
Hey, you know, my daughter is sitting. Nope, get in line. I got six people in front of you in my office. Sorry.
Here's a text that says it's like watching a snake eat its own tail. I know. There's only so many. There's only so many kids to go around. There's only so many kids to go around. So many that are interested in scouting in the first place. And now they're going to go at each other like this in a death match to the finish.
They complain that they're not inclusive, the groups aren't inclusive and everything, and when they finally do it, it's the Girl Scouts who sue.
I know.
You know?
Their numbers are down.
Someone's going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.